This is Amy Summers. Stay tuned to discover how you can join me for virtual mentorship sessions right after today's pitch.
Do you give with the underlining intention to receive something in return? At some point, most of us have all been guilty of this practice. For example, you may connect two people to do business together, expecting a cut if the deal goes through, or a reciprocal introduction from the person you connected. If these are your intentions, then it's likely you'll find yourself disgruntled when the outcome is less than what you were hoping for. Before you make a connection, do a favor, or give something to someone, check yourself on your true intention. If the give is conditional on a get, then it's better to let the person know this in advance so it's clear what you are expecting and that they realize what you are handing them isn't a straight gift. The pitch challenge today? Begin to practice giving without any expectation of receiving in return. I found that, especially in business, if you can give freely from the heart, your reward will be tenfold instead of a straight exchange. And it'll come from someone surprising, not necessarily the person whom you think owes you. If you are not the type of person who gives frequently without expectation, start small until the practice becomes more comfortable. You might do the dishes in your house without fishing for a thank you from your significant other, or you may give an employee the afternoon off paid without asking him or her to work overtime on another project. The saying, what goes around comes around, is true. And the more you give without expectation of receiving, the more gifts will be poured onto you in unexpected ways.
Enjoying the pitch? Then join our free mentor Skillshare sessions. Get expert career advice at inisivox.com. Click the pink mentor Skillshare sign-up bar at the top and enter your info to secure your spot. Find it at inisivox.com, and I'll see you soon.